The Falch Road Rajkaji and Shah Shah, new Minister, very welcome back to the House this morning. And today I seek an update regarding the transport charge that has been levied at service users who were attending HSE day service in the Community Healthcare Organisation CHO1 area, which includes counties Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. And as you know, Minister, disability is strongly associated with poverty. People with a disability are twice as likely to be unable to afford to heat their home, for example. Previously, I quoted a study compiled by Indicon on behalf of the Department of Social Protection that found that the cost of having a disability is estimated to between €9,482 and €11,734 extra per year on top of everyday expenses. Households that include people with a disability have to spend more not only on daily living costs but also transport, therapeutic equipment, medical expenses, domestic service, equipment aids and appliances, just to list but a few. And with the cost of living issues regarding the cost of living and inflation currently rising, the challenges are of course even more acute. So it's very serious when extra charges are levied on families of persons with a disability, and worse when the charge is levelled in one area and not in others. So currently the people living in the CHO1 area are the only CHO area in the country where this charge has been levied. And as I raised previously, Minister, the transport charge has been applied to service users who are attending HSE day services at €4 per trip or €20 per week in the CHO1 area. And that amounts to a total of €960 per annum for a person with a disability. And I am aware of a family, a number of families actually, that have two persons, so they're almost paying €2,000 per annum, which is a huge amount of money. It would be heartbreaking if families were to lose out or to suffer a reduced level of service because of these costs. As you know, Minister, the charges have been levied because the routes involved are deemed to be closed routes or exclusive routes. So people who are using an open route can use their free travel pass, for example, on Bus Éireann. Unfortunately, this does not apply to this particular service. The problem with the CHO1 area is that the routes are deemed to be closed routes. The service is top class, but unfortunately, many families simply cannot afford it. I do fully accept that the HSE decision to charge is to ensure that there will be a service in the first place. However, the introduction of this charge to ensure that no one would lose out on a service, the HSE has created an inequality in the CHO1 area. And that is unfair on the people of Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. I know, Minister, when we previously spoke on this particular issue, you did mention that you had taken ownership of the chair of the Transport Committee, which I have no doubt is a positive development, and knowing you the way that I do, I know that you have taken this issue and many other issues to apply a bit of common sense, a bit of joined-up thinking as to how we can address issues like the one we're discussing here this morning. So I eagerly await your response on the progress on that particular issue. Go on, Margaret.
Thank you.
Nothing like a transport issue in health and in disability to go into Christmas on. So I want to thank you, Senator, for raising this matter this morning. And it's not an issue that you've raised just today, but you've raised and advocated on numerous occasions here for me. And there is a particular script, but I am far better off script on this. Yes, that is the case. CHO1 does charge. And the reason they did put in that charging mechanism at the time was actually to ensure that all people in CHO1 could have an access to service. And that has now transpired into not just providing a service, but it is in a cost of living crisis, and you quite rightly say it's €1,000 is what it's costing the individuals, is now shown to be an inequality. Because in other parts of the country, we provide that transport for people to attend their day service with no charge whatsoever. And you are quite right, I did take up the chair of the Transport Committee, where I had all stakeholders and all departments around it, of where we did discuss ad nauseam in relation to the open routes model which has been piloted in Leitrim and has been incredibly successful. It would be my ambition, and it's very, very clear there on the open, that officials from the Department of Health will be meeting with officials in the Department of Transport in the new year to discuss the potential around expanding the Open Routes project to other areas. And when I talk about other areas, I talk about other areas in CHO1. So is that people with so it will go from being a closed route to being an open route, which will mean that there won't be charge for the people that would need to be able to access that. Now, you and I, Senator, live in the real world, and you know that how long that will take to get over the line. But that is the sense of direction of travel on this one. There is an inequality, but there's a fantastic model that has been developed in Leitrim that can be expanded out. There is a fantastic local link services, of which I have met with in CHO1, and I see how well that they're working into the Donegals, into the Sligos, and how it is working really, really, really well. But at the same time, there's people being charged €1,000 a year, whereas people in Galway aren't being charged €1. That's inequality, and with the transfer of functions having been approved at Cabinet yesterday and I transferring to the Department of Equality, I will find it very difficult to sit in the Department of Equality and at one stage charge people with a disability to use a bus service and charge others none. So it will be my ambition, working with my advisor for January onwards, that the expansion of the open routes and actually the bringing of services to the people in CHO1 on the same basis that services is brought to all others. It's also important to say that the Department of Health spend in excess of €50 million a year on transport, and yet they say we spend no money on transport. So we spend 90% of what that route has been paid for out of CHO1 is being provided for. There is just that 10% of that shortfall. And I do think it is incumbent on government, and it's incumbent on the Department of Transport and on the providers to ensure, and HSE is the main provider. It's not like we have other providers in CHO1. It is the HSE. It is incumbent on me as Minister to ensure that funding is found in next round of budget to ensure that that service can be optimised, but also that the service user is supported to 100%, no different to other parts. So we need to find that 10% is the first piece. Expansion of the open routes model is the second piece. But Department of Transport have a role to play here too. Whether you're in Donegal or whether you're in Wexford, and I know down in Wexford we have a huge issue as well in relation to transport, we need to ensure that all disability service users have the rights and the options to be able to access their service without having been charged, but also not the fear of losing it. It has to be regular and consistent. And I look forward to working with you on it, Senator.
One minute, Senator.
Yeah, Gorma, I get Laska here. Like, and Minister, I welcome your response, and I thank you for the work that you've done in this particular area to try and progress this matter. The word inequality keeps propping up here, and all we're looking for is fairness and a level playing field that the people of, as I said, Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal, Sligo, and Leitrim, those people with disabilities will be treated no different to anyone in any other part of the country. That's all we're looking for. I note that these discussions are ongoing, but hopefully they will gather pace now in January. And I'm not going to put you on the spot here. I wouldn't do that. I'm just wondering, have we any idea of a ballpark timeframe for the conclusion of those talks? And when, or would I be too optimistic to say that perhaps we're at the beginning of the end of this charge? I would welcome maybe your thoughts on that.
Sure. And I at all times like to acknowledge the work that CHO1 have done, because what CHO1 did was they ensured nobody got left behind when they were trying to stretch their money at a point in time. And that's why they put in place a closed routes, so it was a door-to-door service. Perhaps when other CHOs might have taken a really hard view that in actual fact we don't provide that sort of service, and families were left with the burden of actually bringing loved ones to day service. So CHO1 have been fantastic in ensuring that all people could attend the service, but it has come at a cost. And when you talk about that cost in a cost of living crisis of a burden of 1,000 euros, and if you have two siblings, it would be 2,000 in a year. So the working group that I chair has finished. We had our last meeting there last week. So now it has gone out for further observation to the various departments. Now, so Anne Melly from the HSE sits on that. The Department of Transport officials sit on it. So I'm hoping that we will have in the early January a more concrete basis as to our direction of travel. But it will be incumbent on me to ensure funding is provided to CHO1 in 2023's budget. But in the interim, I would assume and I would hope that the Department of Transport would meet me with the 10% shortfall.